This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Strick are still missing, and no one has been able to dig up any clues that might shed light on this mystery. Mr. Fremont, the detective on the case, thought he was hot on Lum's trail yesterday when he overheard a phone conversation in which Abner was talking about hiding somebody in the barn loft. However, this turned out to be nothing more than a dog that belonged to Abner's daughter, Little Pearl. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in the Jot 'em Down store. Mousy Gray has just entered. Listen.
Well, howdy, Mousy. Come in, come in.
Howdy, Squire. Wonderful world.
Yes, wonderful world, Mousy. Yes, anything I can do for you.
No, sir, I'm just looking for Mr. Fremont. Have you seen him?
Well, no. Well, that is not today. I'm sure he's still in town, though.
Well, I guess I'd better be going, then. I thought sure I'd find him here at the store.
No, I'm the only one here, Mousy. I'm taking care of things while Abner's off on some wild goose chase up in the hills.
Up in the hills? Has he disappeared, too?
No, he just went up there to look for Lum. He has some harebrained idea that Lum is hiding in one of those old caves on Piney Mountain, which, of course, is ridiculous. My guess is that Lum's a lot farther away from Pine Ridge than that by now.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess I better be going. If you see Mr. Fremont, why, tell him that I want to see him.
Yes, all right, Mousy. What shall I tell him that it's about?
Oh, just say that Operator XW9 is ready.
Operator XW? Well, what's the meaning of that, Mousy?
I'll see you later, Squire.
Oh, well, now, wait. Come back here, Mousy.
Wonderful world, Squire.
Yes, yes, wonderful world. Operator XW9. What in the world can that boy be up to? Hello, Squire Skimp's office, insurance, bonds, and real estate. I mean, that Jot 'em Down store, I beg your pardon. Oh, hello, Caleb. No, Abner isn't back yet. Yeah, well, now, if he finds out anything about Cedric or Lum, well, I'll have him call you. You saw who? Oh, Mousy, yes. Wearing a mustache. Well, I do know. Just a minute, Caleb. I see someone coming in the store. Oh, it's Mr. Fremont. I better hang up, Caleb, but now, if I hear anything, I'll let you know. All right, Caleb. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye. Well, howdy, Mr. Fremont. Come in, sir. Come in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Skimp. Where's Peabody today? Is he in?
Why, no. He went up. Well, I'm sworn to goodness, Mr. Fremont. What's happened to you?
Oh, you mean these scratches on my face?
Yes.
That's only half of it. You should see me in a bathing suit.
Well, what happened, Mr. Fremont?
I'm not sure. All I know is that it's part of some diabolical plan Peabody has cooked up to get rid of me.
Well?
Last night he gave me some hot tips where Edwards might be hiding. Well, I followed them. And look at me now.
I don't believe I quite understand, Mr. Fremont. Whereabouts did Abner send you?
Well, one of the places was a farm just north of town where there's a bunch of big fenced-in cages or something in the back.
Cages? Oh, yes. It must be the Macmillan place, yes. The Macmillan boys are great hunters. They're always bringing back wildcats or something to keep those cages.
Wildcats?
Yes, sir.
Is that what they were? I could have sworn they were tigers or lions. Well, I thought I'd never get out of there alive. Man, those things nearly scratched me to pieces.
Yes, well, I must have a little talk with Abner. He shouldn't resort to such tricks. Well, I'm awful sorry to hear this, Mr. Fremont. I'm afraid that Abner is a trifle, impulsive.
Well, whatever it is, I wish he'd stop it. I don't know why he can't understand that he's only doing Edwards a lot of harm by keeping him hid this way. The longer Edward stays away, the tougher it's going to be on both of them. But by George, I can't convince Peabody of that.
Yes, well, I think it is all due to a strong sense of loyalty that Abner holds for Lum.
Yes, but he's not helping him this way. He's not being logical.
No, but where do you find, Mr. Fremont, that Abner's actions are governed by his heart, not his head?
Well, this can't go on much longer. Oh, where did you say Peabody had gone?
Why, he went up into the mountains someplace to hunt for Lum.
To hunt for him?
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't give me that. Peabody knows where his partner is.
No, I'm positive that he doesn't, Mr. Fremont.
Oh, come now, Mr. Skimp. You're old enough to know better than to act this way. I tell you, it's for Edward's own good that we find him.
Yes, sir, I know that. But I'm sorry I can't help you, Mr. Fremont. Well, of course, now I have a few theories that I'd be glad...
Oh, theories. You're as bad as everyone else in this town. Well, just a matter of time before we catch up with Edwards. And when we do, well, I'd hate to be in his shoes.
Oh, yes, it's a shame that he done this. It certainly is. By the way, Mr. Fremont, young Mousy Gray was looking for you.
Who was?
Mousy Gray. I believe he referred to himself as Operator XW9.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Young Mousy working for you, Mr. Fremont?
Well, I guess I'd better be running along, Mr. Skimp. If anything turns up, let me know.
Yes, all right. I'll be glad to do it. Just a minute, Mr. Fremont. I believe there comes Abner now.
Oh, good.
Yes, I know you want to stay and see him.
Yes, of course. It's about time I had a showdown with him.
Well, howdy, Abner. Have any luck on your trip?
Hi, Doggy Squire. I looked all over.
Well, hello, Mr. Fremont. I never knowed you still here.
Oh, you're not rid of me yet, Mr. Peabody. I may be around here a long time. Unless you decide to get sensible and start talking.
Well, now, I've told you all I'm going to tell you. If you never found Lum in none of them places I told you about, why... Hi, doggies. What's the matter with your face?
I can't imagine. Now, look, Peabody, why don't you and I stop playing games?
Games? We ain't playing no games. Well, of course, now, if you're any good at checkers, I'll get the board out.
I'm not talking about checkers.
Well, I don't believe I know no other game. Wait a minute. There comes Mousy Gray yonder. Reckon what he wants, he quit the store here once.
Well, I believe he has a new job now, doesn't he, Mr. Fremont?
I don't know. Does he?
Well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in. Doggies, you're welcome here any time.
Well, thank you, Abner. Oh, hello, Mr. Fremont. I've been looking for you.
Oh, you have? Well, fine.
Well... Could I talk to you now?
Why, yes, certainly.
Alone?
Alone? What, do you want to see him alone for, Mousy?
Come along, Abner. I guess you and I had better step out of the store for a few minutes and let these gentlemen do their talking in private. Come along now.
Well, now, here's what...
Come along, Abner.
Well, all right. Doggies, every time something secret comes up around here, I always have to get out of the way.
All right. We're alone now, Mr. Gray. What have you found out?
Well, you promised if I'd help you, you'd call me Operator XW9.
Okay, Operator XW9, then. I'll call you anything you like. You're the only person in this whole town I've found who's willing to help me.
Well, sir, I've always wanted to be a detective, Mr. Fremont.
Well, that's fine. Now, what have you found out?
Well, I have it all written down here. I made out a sort of a report for
good,
you.
Good. Let's have it.
I like to be systematic about everything, don't you, Mr. Fremont?
Yes, of course. What information have you got?
If you're systematic, you get more accomplished in a shorter time, I always say.
Yeah, that's the right idea. Well, what have you accomplished so far? Anything definite?
Oh, yes, sir. It's all definite. Do you want to hear it?
Of course. I knew if I'd get a local man to help me out accomplish something. Go ahead. Read it.
All right, sir. Report of Operator XW9.
Mm-hmm.
Hours on duty, 14. Time out for meals, 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Now, look, I don't care about that. Get to the important stuff.
Yes, sir. Building shattered. Cedric's house, Cedric's garage, Lum's house, Lum's store.
Great guns. I'm not interested in that. What did you find out?
Well, sir, I'm coming to that. Disguises worn while on duty. Black mustache, and red wig and black mustache, gray beard and red mustache.
Good grief, man, you're driving me crazy. What have you found out about where Edwards is hiding? That's what I told you to get.
Yes, sir. Well, that comes next here. Information on Lum's hiding place.
Yeah?
Secret operator XW9 reports herewith to date that Lum Edwards, escaped criminal, is definitely not hiding at home. He is not hiding at the store.
I know that.
He is not hiding at Cedric Weehunt's. He is not hiding at Abner Peabody.
I know all the places where he isn't hiding. Mr. Gray, what I want to know is, where is he hiding?
Well, sir, now, that's something that I've been unable to get any information on at all. That's the only little detail that I haven't been able to work out for you, Mr. Fremont.